Chinese diplomats in this country tend to keep a low profile. For example, they didn't respond to repeated requests for a comment regarding this next story. It has to do with China's attempts to exert soft power. That usually means trying to influence global public opinion about China through movies or music or, as we hear in this report by Ann Donahue, radio broadcasts.
Boston's home for classic soul. 1090 WILD.
Boston.
For most of the last 40 years, radio station WILD in Boston was the go-to place for African-American music, news, and talk, featuring talk shows hosted by the Reverend Al Sharpton and Tom Joyner. But earlier this year, all that changed.
Examining the events that impact and shape China and the rest of the world. This is the Beijing Hour, 1 hour of news and information brought to you twice a day, every weekday by China Radio International.
In June, Boston's home for classic soul quietly turned Chinese when WILD began leasing its airtime to an English language service of China Radio International, a product of the Chinese government.
Frontline brings you fresh story from modern China and explores the society behind them.
The programs are an eclectic mix of news and information on Chinese culture and society, interspersed with a syrupy English and Chinese pop music and the occasional Chinese language lesson.
我要学汉语. I want to learn Chinese.
One hour-long program focused on the Chinese custom of confinement for new mothers in the first month after giving birth. No driving, no leaving the house, no cold food, and no washing your hair. Boston Globe columnist Alex Beam has spent much of his summer listening to the new Chinese WILD. He found some of it amusing. Features on hermaphroditic butterflies and police monitoring snoring at Beijing hotels, for example. But he also found a decidedly pro-Beijing bias in some news stories. Even so, Beam thinks China Radio International might just work.
I think it could easily be as effective as the Voice of America, Deutsche Welle. I think you're hearing Chinese people talking about China, and there's always a huge interest, I mean, all over the world. I think goodwill does spread that way in the sense that people care that others are actually reaching out to them.
While China Radio International has been peddling its programming overseas for many years, an hour here or there, WILD is only the second station in the U.S. to adopt the Chinese format full-time. The radio initiative is part of a much larger charm offensive to try to improve China's image overseas. Beijing has even marketed itself alongside the bright lights of Broadway.
China rented a huge billboard in Times Square to present messages about China.
Harvard professor Joseph Nye has written extensively about China's use of soft power. He says there are limits to how much goodwill China can create through government projects.
I think the Chinese don't understand that a lot of American soft power comes from our civil society. It's outside the government. And the problem that China Radio International faces is that it's a governmental organ. And if it's propaganda, it's not attractive and therefore doesn't produce soft power.
Nevertheless, China is throwing a reported $6.5 billion into this soft power initiative. But AM radio may not get them much bang for their buck. The ratings at the new WILD are dismal. They're reaching only half of their previous audience, about 500 listeners during any given 15 minutes. Radio industry watcher Greg Fitzgerald, whose agency distributes the German-English language program Deutsche Welle, says international broadcasters who pay for play lack the credibility to attract American decision makers. But Fitzgerald says finding an elite American audience may only be part of the Chinese government's goal.
Some people in different ministries like to see dots on a map. If you are in the information ministry or something else, you can point to that map and say, see, we're on in Boston. People do want to hear what we have to say. And as a propaganda tool, it can be effective within institutions. But in terms of reaching listeners, it has very little impact.
China Radio International is still trying. It broadcasts in 43 languages, including Spanish, Russian, and Arabic, and claims to reach 300 million people. But putting your programming out there is not quite the same as actually finding someone willing to listen to it. For The World, I'm Ann Donahue in Boston.